What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I am Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 382. In this episode, I'll discuss two clinical rules for predicting ED patients at high risk of an adverse drug event. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode382. A pharmacist physically present in the emergency department is in an excellent position to identify patients who are experiencing an adverse drug event to their outpatient medications. Once identified, the pharmacist can take steps to mitigate and correct the ADE to avoid further patient morbidity. However, the high volume of patients in the emergency department and the additional roles and responsibilities for pharmacists make evaluating every patient for an ADE an unrealistic task. A clinical prediction rule added to the ED nursing assessment process has the potential to allow the pharmacist to focus their medication review efforts on patients that are more likely to have had an ADE. The authors of an article published in 2018 in the journal Academic Emergency Medicine sought to validate two clinical prediction rules meant to identify ED patients at high risk of ADE. The two rules that were tested are presented in the show notes, and you can get a PDF of the clinical prediction rules in my free download area by going to pharmacyjoe.com/free. The rules are download number 20 on the list. For the first rule, if the answer is no to any of the following three questions, the patient is considered low risk. But if the answer is yes to all of the questions, then the patient is considered high risk. So, first question, has the patient taken medications in the past 2 weeks? Does the patient have a pre-existing condition, or have they taken an antibiotic in the last 7 days? And is the patient 80 or more years old, or have they changed any medications in the past 28 days? And if the answer is yes to all three, then the patient is considered at high risk of an ADE. The positive predictive value is 16.8% and the negative predictive value 97% for this rule. For rule two, the third question is just slightly different. So the first two questions are, has the patient taken medications in the past 2 weeks? And does the patient have a pre-existing condition, or have they taken an antibiotic in the last 7 days? And then for the third question, there are five sections to it. And if the answer is yes also to any one of these sections, then the patient is still considered high risk. So it's any medication changes in the past 28 days. Did the patient arrive by ambulance and has a TRIO score of 1 to 3? Did the patient have admission to the hospital within the past month? Do they have a history of renal failure or creatinine greater than 1.69? Or are they taking 4 or more prescription medications? The positive predictive value for this rule was a little bit less than the first, 14.5%, and the negative predictive value, 97.5%. These rules were validated during day, evening, and weekend shifts in three emergency departments in Canada. In the cohort, a total of 12 patients experienced an ADE. Rule 1 identified 168 out of 184 patients that experienced an ADE for a sensitivity of 91.3% and specificity 37.9%. And this rule identified almost 40% of all incoming patients as high risk. Rule number 2 identified more patients, 176 out of 184 that had an ADE, for a higher sensitivity of 95.7% and a specificity of 22.8%. These criteria identified almost half, 48.3% of all incoming patients as high risk. This means that the rules can be used to reduce the number of patients that need to be screened by the pharmacist by 60% for rule 1 and 52% for rule 2. The authors of this article stated, given the multitude of other tasks pharmacists are expected to fulfill in busy EDs, these criteria can help identify high-risk patients likely to benefit from medication review, as well as low-risk patients in whom the intervention can safely be omitted. In addition to validating the clinical decision rules, Our study confirms the high proportion of patients who present to EDs with clinically significant adverse drug events, as well as the significant proportion of events that physicians are unlikely to attribute to a medication-related cause without pharmacist assessment, highlighting the need to improve care for this patient group. Rule 1 seems to have the least complexity or time burden on the nurse who would be responsible for implementing the screening tool. It is also the rule associated with the highest efficiency for the emergency medicine pharmacist, as it screened out 60% of patients, allowing the pharmacist to focus on a smaller number of patients and potentially make identifying patients with ADEs a more realistic possibility in a busy emergency department. Even if you're not able to work this into the nursing assessment process at your hospital, these clinical rules could be applied by pharmacy students as part of the rotation experience. A resulting project could then be published as a poster or presented as a way to convince disciplines that the screen should be built into the nursing assessment. Again, you can get a PDF of these clinical prediction rules in my free download area by going to pharmacyjoe.com/free. The rules are download number 20 on the list. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.